Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
This weekend's One Love concert in Manchester was notable for many things, but particularly for footage that emerged online of a police officer dancing with a couple of kids. His name is PC Paul Taylor. Paul, good afternoon to you.
Hello there.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
So, was it just a couple of... You were outside the Manchester Arena, a couple of kids come up and asked to have a photograph taken with you?
Yeah, I was actually inside the arena watching the concert, and these two little girls have approached me and asked if they could have the photograph taken. I was more than happy to do that. And within a couple of seconds, they've then come back and grabbed my hands and asked us to dance with them. And again, I was happy to oblige.
And did you know that someone was taking pictures of this?
I had no idea at all. I didn't even think anything of it, to be honest.
And I presume it's allowed for a policeman to do this?
Yes, it's all about engaging with the public, isn't it? And we were there basically to offer reassurance, but obviously we were there in a more serious role at protecting people just in case, you know, God forbid that something else did happen. With what's gone on in the last few weeks. We needed a number of resources there. We've got travelled over from Durham to Manchester just to assist our colleagues. Yeah, we were there doing the job, but like you say, the main thing is keeping everybody safe and making sure they all had a good time.
And the atmosphere at the concert, I mean, probably most people listening have seen pictures of it. Some people must have been a wee bit nervous going into it, given what had happened so recently.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the concert itself, you know, I can only describe as being amazing. The atmosphere was great. However, the contrast to that, when the concert had finished, I was actually approached by two or three young girls, teenagers, who were quite tearful, and they were very, very apprehensive about making their way back outside. Mm. Again, it was just, you know, talking to them and trying to reassure them, you know, tell them that we're there to help them, to keep them safe, and eventually they did make their way home.
Yeah, I suppose a lot of the job at this moment is just for the police forces is just to be visible.
It is, yes. I think that's the main thing. It's always been the case. What do the public like to see? They like to see police officers on the streets. Obviously, there's a lot in the media at the moment about police cuts, and we're short of 20,000 officers. But you ask any member of the public what do they want to see, and it's a uniformed officer on the streets.
Yeah, indeed. And did you get any reaction from your superiors when you kind of basically turned into a bit of an internet, sir?
Yes, I've been called into a couple of offices, and I've spoken to a few of the management side of the force, and I think they're very appreciative of what I've done. And it just shows, you know, that we do have a human side, and, you know, we're not just a uniform. Say, I've got a family myself, and I'd dread to think, you know, if anything happened to them. But, yeah, I think they appreciate what I've done.
Yeah, and good for you, Paul. And I think you kind of summed it up for a lot of people for some reason that just those shots of you dancing with those yeah. Little girls.
I can't quite believe it, to be honest. It's a bit overwhelming.
It is. But at the same time, as you say, I suppose it kind of underlines that idea. And sometimes people forget this with people in the police or the army, that they're human beings too. They have kids too. When they read about some atrocity like this, they're as scared as everybody else is.
Yeah, you know, people just see the uniform. I can honestly say it's probably the first time in 20 years that I've been a police officer that I've had a number of people actually shake me by the hand, thanking me and, you know, pleased that we were there. It's not very often we get a response off that. There's a lot of bad press about the police at the moment, but we are there. We do care and we do try and do our best for people.
Paul, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That's PC Paul Taylor, a member of the Durham Police Force.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.